Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three prayer personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with Him. In today's video, I'm sharing what the three prayer personalities are to help you make prayer as natural and consistent as breathing. Enjoy. Welcome to Beloved Women with me, Christina Patterson, where we empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. If you are new here, welcome. Please be sure to subscribe so that you never miss a video. And for those of you returning, welcome back. For daily encouragement, weekly Bible study with me, and unlimited videos to grow your faith, I invite you to join the Beloved Women app. A common mistake many Christians make is thinking that there is only one way to pray. Not true. In fact, I have a whole video called The 10 Types of Prayers that teaches all the many ways that we can engage God in prayer. Choosing which type of prayer to pray depends on what our need is, what we're experiencing in our particular season of life, and even what I like to call your prayer personality, which reflects how we talk to God and how we are most likely to hear from Him in prayer. In today's video, you will learn the three prayer personality types, how to determine your prayer personality, and what benefits and struggles each type brings. But first, I need you to know that my three prayer personality types is not an exhaustive list. These are the most three common I've witnessed from my experience. I also need to note that you may not only have just one prayer personality type. You might have multiple. But if you take my prayer personality quiz at prayquiz.com, it will tell you what your dominant type is. But for now, let's get right into the three prayer personality types. The first prayer personality type is the spiritual prayer personality. This is someone who is very sensitive to the Holy Spirit and most likely will hear from God during their quiet time or during their prayer time with Him. Signs that you might have a spiritual prayer personality is that you often hear from God during your quiet times, or you may frequently be moved by the Spirit. Walking with the Spirit and being in step with the Spirit comes very naturally to you. You may experience God through miracles or conviction of the heart, and you're just very sensitive to those type of things. In Ephesians, the Apostle Paul talks about the blessings that we all have in the heavenly places. He reveals that there is more to reality than what we simply see, and that there is this spiritual realm that we are actually very much a part of it, whether we realize it or not, because God's Spirit dwells in us and we ourselves are spiritual beings. We're both physical and spiritual. So someone with a spiritual personality type will find it easy to be able to tap into that spiritual realm and to sense things and hear and see things in the Spirit. Where others may have difficulty hearing God in this way, someone with this spiritual personality type won't. What this also means, though, is that when you're tapped into that spiritual realm, as the Apostle Paul was talking about all the spiritual blessings, there's also the spiritual warfare. So that means that you can hear from God, but you can also very clearly hear from Satan as well. And so it's going to be important for someone with a spiritual personality type to use discernment when receiving messages in the Spirit and to keep up the practice of making uninterrupted time to be with God and hear with Him. The good news is that the more time that you spend with God, the more you'll be able to discern His voice from all the others. The second type is the empathetic prayer personality. This is someone who is easily moved by their emotions to hear from God. God can easily move your heart and sway your desires to go where He wants you to go. I think about King David, who was considered a man after God's own heart. He had a heart from God. His heart was moved, whether it was convicted or moved to joy and praise by his emotions. He expressed it with his emotions. And so someone with an empathetic prayer personality will most likely discern what God wants them to do through a movement of their feelings or their heart. So signs that you may have the empathetic prayer personality is that you're a feeler, okay? You feel all the feelings. And while some people think that this might not be a good thing, it's really not. Feelings in and of themselves are not bad. And God will actually use our feelings and our emotions and our heart and our desires to speak to us as we operate in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says that he will give us the desires of our heart when we delight in him. So our heart and our emotions are very much involved in our relationship and our connection with God. Now, of course, we can get in over our heads and allow our feelings to control our lives sometimes. And that's exactly what we do not want to do. We want God to be able to tap into our desires, our heart and our emotions, to be able to move us and to speak to us in a way that he desires so that we can actually hear from him. The empathetic prayer personality type will most likely hear from God as they're studying the word. They may feel God move in their heart at a particular verse or a particular scripture. Confirmation is also a big way that an empathetic prayer personality type will hear from God, and also even through dreams. Now, if you're interested in the dream part, be sure to subscribe because I plan to create a video soon on how to discern if a dream is from God or not, and I don't want you to miss it. All right, so if you have an empathetic prayer personality, it's going to be important for you to stay in God's word to ensure that your emotions are being directed by the truth of God. Emotions are indicators, but they are not to lead us apart from God. So regardless of whatever your prayer personality type is, you want to stay grounded in the truth of God and his word, because that will never lead you astray. Next is the natural prayer personality. This person has the unique ability to learn from their past and current circumstances in their life to know which direction God is leading them. This prayer personality will most likely hear from God through their actual experiences in life, whether that be their current circumstances, their relationships, or even as they're communicating with other people. I also call this the physical prayer personality because they're most likely to hear from God in the physical. So this person may hear from God and sense his presence greatly, and most often when they're in nature, when they're enjoying creation. If you're one of those people that when you are outside or you're at the beach and your feet are in the sand, it just heightens your senses to be able to experience and sense God's presence and hear from him, you could very well have a natural prayer personality type. A lot of people feel that because prayer is spiritual, they will only hear from God in some sort of a spiritual encounter at like church or during prayer, and that's just not true. If you have a natural prayer personality type, my encouragement to you is to continue to make the practice of getting outside, getting in creation, enjoying God's nature to raise your awareness and senses to see him here and now and experience God in all parts of life. God speaks to us in multiple ways. He speaks to us through other people, through our circumstances, through dreams, his word, and more. Not only that, how we hear from God is greatly impacted based on our individual personalities. So I encourage you to take my prayer personality quiz at prayquiz.com to learn if you are most likely a spiritual, empathetic, or natural prayer personality type. Hearing from God is important because he has a message for you. One, he loves you. And two, he saved your soul so that you can have a relationship with him. Regardless of how you hear from God, I pray you receive that message loud and clear. But to do so, I want to invite you to watch this video where I share how to recognize the voice of God. For more encouragement, download my free Bible study called Worry Free to learn the three lies feeding your worry and the truth to set you free at belovedwomen.org. Thank you so much for watching. And until next time, be beautiful, be blessed, and be loved.